This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Making sure my second guest is going to be here with us. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I just about gave out the wrong phone number. This part of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, we're going to talk about some things in the second hour with Bob Owens from Bearing Arms, because Bob and I want to discuss this, because Bob has some thoughts on this. I will tell you this. There's one thing we're not going to discuss until I get a little more evidence of it. I've seen a lot of people saying, well, he was murdered. When we're talking about Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, basically the author, if you will, of the Heller and McDonald decisions, who passed away this past Saturday. I'm also hearing that, that he was found with a pillow on top of his head and everything else, and they're not going to do an autopsy, all that stuff. Give it a minute, and let's sit back. Dude was, 76 years old? Served on the court for 30 years. I don't know exactly how old he was, to be honest with you. But suffice to say, let's give the man his due, and we'll discuss the other things at a later date. Now, for those of you who are concerned about what Obama might do, especially the recess appointment part, if you do a little digging, you can go back to August of 1960, and then the Democrat-controlled Senate passed a resolution, which was Senate Resolution 334, which is a rule, 79, thank you, sir, which was a rule that was set up for the Senate, which has never been changed since this time it was passed in 1960. And what it said was expressing the sense of the Senate that the president should not make recess appointments to the Supreme Court except to prevent or end a breakdown in the administration of the court's business. See, at the time, all of Eisenhower's Supreme Court appointments had initially been a recess appointment, which was later confirmed by the Senate. And the Democrats were concerned that Ike would try to fill any last-minute vacancy that might arise with a recess appointment. So the Democrats set this rule. And much to my delight, I have to admit, McConnell came out of the chute. The thing that's bothering me most about this whole thing was Scalia's death was politicized about 5 minutes after it became known. And we couldn't take the time to just sit back and celebrate the time we had with an outstanding constitutional jurist who truly wore the robe. And, he crossed some things about Scalia. He was really tight with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which working with a group of people, I could see where that might happen. He's taken he took Elena Kagan to the range to teach her how to shoot, and he died hunting. Well, not hunting, but he was on a hunting trip, and you know, we very likely will not see the like of a jurist like him again. Not somebody like him. Not somebody who could. I mean, he was a constitutional storyteller. He would wrap everything, and I mean, he was well known for apparently being sort of funny on certain things. And when he would write things in the Supreme Court, they referred to them as ninograms. Everybody did. Sotomayor, Kagan, and he apparently was very, very tight with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And instead, everybody's politicizing this. And I got a lot of texts talking a lot of gloom and doom over this. Here's what I will say about this. We've got a moment here where we need to sit back. Now, they're already saying that, you know, the Republicans are holding on this one. There's no way Obama cannot compel them to confirm one of his nominees. There have been plenty of nominees that have been turned away, haven't become Supreme Court justices. Didn't get the lifetime appointment. There have been plenty of them. And there's nothing compelling them to do that. Even if the Supreme Court grinds to a halt, even if they grind to a halt, and to McConnell's credit, I mean, you know, this is a wishy-washy guy. He came out hard on this one. We'll see what we get. We will see what we get. We need to take a moment, though, and seriously weigh the position we're in. Now, one of the reasons that we are in a good position is, despite all of my misgivings, the Republicans control the Senate. Schumer, in 2007, when George Bush had a lot more time left on his clock as far as his time as president, Schumer got out there and did not intend to allow them to confirm another Supreme Court justice in that amount of time left on Bush's term. So there's precedent there. We're not going to see the frogs flying out of the sky. We're not in great shape, but this is a moment where I don't want to say that we get a free ride on this one, but we do have a moment to sit back and understand fully what it means when they say that elections matter. I have never been one that likes to watch everything go to the Supreme Court to decide whether or not it's worthy. I have never been one of those. And the one vote that we had is, you know, well, not the one. Not the one. Well, Alito's still in there too, Raven. Alito and Thomas. But, you know, we still got Clarence Thomas. We still got Alito. Roberts, I think Roberts would vote with us. So, you know, it depends on who the fourth and fifth vote would be. We need to install another fifth vote. That's who needs to be in there. I'm not worried about Schumer out there talking about the smaller, shrinking conservative ideology representation. I'm not worried about that at all. This is a moment where we got to look at what we got. We got an election year. This is an election year, folks. This is where we get to vote for the next chief executive. We need to vote for one who, in these lasting moments, like having Supreme Court justices, you know, we get somebody who's going to stick in there. They stick a constitutional person in there. So, weigh that. Everybody's got to vote. We got to get the right person in there. President, then we're going to get the right person in there. The Supreme Court, we begin to rebuild. It's okay, Raven. You can trust me. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about cluelessness. All the while, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand.
outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Okay. Anyway. President Obama. Does he know anything about a gun? He talks about political opponents supporting machine guns in bars. And he said that there's neighborhoods where it's easier to buy a gun and clips than it is to buy a fresh vegetable. He said that the U.S. homicide rates are ahead of other industrialized countries by like a mile. I guess there is a small, vague possibility that some of this could be hyperbole, but there's still more evidence of his cluelessness. You can look at his January 4 executive order demanding that the Pentagon make firearms less lethal. What he doesn't seem to get is that the U.S. military has been trying to make firearms less lethal for some time now. The idea is that enemy troops who are merely wounded, not killed, slow down their comrades and greater limit their maneuverability. The point of the full metal jacket round, which is surrounded by a shell of hard metal, is to keep it from expanding on impact, making it less likely to do major damage to internal organs. The rounds used by the military are also designed not to tumble as they go through the body, like the old 55-grain ones were. And that greatly reduces the damage done by the round. There's also the issue of the shock wave that the round produces when it hits a body. A round's caliber will tell you its diameter. 223 means it is 0.223 inches wide. 30 means it's 0.3 inches wide. The larger shock waves come from larger caliber rounds, and they can damage internal organs well beyond the point of impact, which means instant death. With the smaller caliber 223 variant of the, you know, we're using 5.56 used by the U.S. military in the M16 or M4 carbine, when it hits the body, it produces less of a shock wave than do the larger 30 caliber rounds fired by the AK-47s. These 223 rounds are so small that many states ban them from being used to hunt deer. The fear is that these relatively small rounds will not kill the animals, but merely wound them, causing them to suffer. But they are the best for hunting small game animals. Now, the military enjoys other completely different benefits from using these rounds. Smaller caliber rounds are lighter, allowing soldiers to carry many more of them. The smaller rounds produce less recoil and make it easier to accurately shoot the weapon. Full metal jackets also allow for higher velocity rounds. In addition, these rounds spin faster like a spiraling football and have much more stable, more accurate trajectories. And that is also another way to keep them from tumbling end over end. But this doesn't take away from anybody's desire to have weapons that wound rather than kill enemy soldiers. The bottom line is that the military has already taken a wide range of factors into account when they decide what firearms work best for them. Obama's orders, which he's interjecting himself into a part of life that he doesn't understand, represents the worst type of political judgment, substituting for the judgment of military experts. In light of all the discussion about military-style assault weapons, the ultimate irony in the failure of this president and others to understand different types of weapons is that if the guns and ammunition used in mass public shootings really had been military weapons, fewer people would likely have been killed, which is... That's in the copy. That's actually pretty stupid because, you know, in the instances where the AR has been used, it has been the same. Unless the ammunition has been a different type of ammunition altogether. One of the things that they discovered with the AR-15 is that in order to reach out and touch somebody and kill them quicker, you need a round that weighs at least 75 to 77 grains, which is a very big 5.56 round. I would actually hope that after being our president for 7 years, he would have learned some basic lessons about what the why of U.S. military designs. And definitely, I would have thought he would have done a little bit of research before issuing an order about the weapon they use. But like all liberals, he can't pass up that opportunity to try to score some points. He doesn't listen to the advice that they give him, so why should he? Why should he be looking to research with them? I can't imagine why. I can't imagine why. Here's the thing. Military weapons are designed to take people out of combat. That's it. That, you know, that wounding them to where they've got to give them care, well, yeah, that may part. I certainly don't. When I was in the military and they told me, well, the reason we issue this ammunition is so it will wound, because we want them to, of course, be wounded, and then it takes more of them to care for them. I couldn't have cared less about that. I never thought about myself shooting at somebody going, that's going to wound them. I always thought about killing them. I mean, don't put me, don't take me out of my life and put me in here and give me that brain bucket and stick me out in some faraway land, put this weapon in my hands and tell me I'm wounding people. You told me I was a killer. Now let me be one. I'm surprised he's not also pushing for the next, for the, what is it, the modular handgun system, the MHS, that they're trying to pick one. They seem to be having trouble with trying to pick the one, but I'm surprised he doesn't want that to be a smart gun. I'm surprised he doesn't want the rifle to be a smart gun either. How would that work? That's because you got so many points of contact. I imagine what you could do with a rifle is you could stick all of the electronics in the quad rail next to the barrel, but surely that heat wouldn't mess up those electronic systems, would it? It'd be great. That would probably only add 4 pounds to the weight of the weapon. And so what if you got an M4 that weighs more than an M14? Don't be such sissies, military boys. Pick that gun up and go. The president wants smart guns. I know, we're not going to debate whether or not it's smart that he wants smart guns. He wants them, and we're going to carry them because we are the Army. That's, you know, that's what they would have told me. It was only after I made NCO that I actually got to hear the truth about certain things. That was very enlightening that day. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, we're going to spread some disgust and some facts and some suppositions. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Hey, do you use throat spray? I never have to use throat spray. Had to use throat spray. Hurts my feelings. Were I the chief executive of these United States, I would have spent the weekend paying tribute to Justice Antonin Scalia. I wouldn't have said anything else except I would have talked about what he was. Now, mind you, that everybody running for president and everybody that is president and everybody on that side of the aisle thinks that the Heller decision was wrong and he was the one primarily that wrote it. A lot of what we have today as far as the realization and the right comes from that decision, that Supreme Court decision that Heller, you know, that Scalia wrote. So while they're out there paying him lip service, at the same time, some of the work he did that we enjoy, they think was absolutely wrong. But instead of doing tribute to a great jurist and a magnificent human being, magnificent American, Obama declared the night of his death, "I plan to fulfill my constitutional responsibilities to nominate a successor in due time." Then, and for me, it was a shock, believe me, it was a surprise, welcome one, to be sure. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell hinted that the Senate would not confirm the nominee. The American people should have a voice in the selection of their next Supreme Court justice. By the time those two things happened, it took this was maneuvering itself into center stage. You got Republican candidates and senators. Everybody should understand what is at stake here. This is critical, not just because it comes during a presidential election year. Right now, it's a very fine balance. You got 4-4 based upon the count. Although I will point out, the Supreme Court on more than one occasion has united in the face of Obama's stuff, especially his stuff on energy. They keep getting together. Kagan gets in there. Sotomayor gets in there. Even Ginsburg gets in there. So, some of the stuff they do is quite surprising. So, we can get out there and say, well, it's 4-4 right now. Just one vote away from losing everything. I don't really know what the dividing line is. Scalia tried to educate the liberals on gun ownership. That's another thing that made him exceptional. Right now, they've got standing in front of them, and I don't know what the procedure will be in the coming months if they don't get a ninth Supreme Court justice, if they're even allowed to go out there and consider a case. Standing in front of them are cases on immigration, affirmative action, religion, abortion, free speech, and now we know, based off of what came out of the Fourth Circuit, the Second Amendment. All that sits in the docket right now, awaiting some sort of a decision. And this 4-4 split, this perceived 4-4 split between conservatives and liberals, on a lot of those issues, there will be a referendum this coming November. And we'll see whether we're going to have a conservative revolution in constitutional law that would continue in development that even Scalia himself criticized. The justices have swept more and more of the nation's most important issues into their power and out of the hands of the democratic process. Their claim to supremacy of those controversial issues focuses even more political attention and effort on to the court, leading to even more politicization of the court and our constitutional law. Look at the 2012 efforts of the White House and Democratic senators to pressure Roberts to uphold Obamacare. They succeeded at a great loss to the Constitution's structure of limited federal powers. I don't think that was actually a bad idea. I think it's a tax. It's a method of collecting money. And, okay, fine. That means it can be repealed as a tax, too. That's my position on it. I'm not sure that Roberts caved so much. And that's the thing about it. These guys, once they get the appointment, they are lifetime appointment. They're not beholden even to the guy that appointed them. Was that another wrong number, Ben? Was that somebody thinking that this was a Joy Brown show? Yeah. All right, we need to put there needs to be a thing put up on the phone number then. When they're dialing into it. This is for Joy Brown, please move on. Now, I think so. It's a waste of your time. Yeah. I look at it and get all excited and everything, and then it's for Joy Brown. Anyway, I'm not giving out any psychological advice. No, no, definitely not. Voters should be asking themselves, who should pick Justice Scalia's replacement? Do you want Bernie Sanders, who with each and every passing day, I'm convinced that's Larry David? Or do you want Hillary Clinton to pick who sits in that critical seat? Now, this would truly, for those out there that texted me over the weekend and said, Bill, it's the end times. We might actually move into them for a lot of reasons if we were going President Hillary Clinton. But they would probably send it off into new lands of which the liberals can only dream. Now, do we want Trump or Cruz or Rubio to nominate Scalia's successor? Trump has supported nationalized health care, excessive use of eminent domain, and even at some points partial birth abortion. He seeks to silence First Amendment-protected criticism with lawsuits, and he might well pick a justice who would repudiate the very principles for which Scalia has fought. The Republican senators and the presidential candidates should reject the claim that they have an obligation to fill this vacancy before the election. Reid has declared, Senator Harry Reid, it would be unprecedented in recent history for the Supreme Court to go a year with a vacant seat. Failing to fill this vacancy would be a shameful abdication of one of the Senate's most essential constitutional responsibilities. No, it won't. Bob Owens and I are going to talk about that in the next segment, so I'm not even going to go there. But we're going to talk about this guy, Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, responded that the next president should fill the vacancy. That pretty much decides it. You got to get past Grassley to get in front of McConnell. And if Grassley's not going to let it happen, it ain't going to happen. And, you know, sometimes if they were to actually do this on the Republican side of the Senate, for the first time since they've gotten a touch of power, they would actually do what they were voted to do, which is to hold up the liberal juggernaut. You don't have to reach across the aisle to make friends with these guys. They're not really interested in being your friends. It does not require that the Senate give the president's nomination approval or rejection any more than it requires the Senate to quickly give its advice and consent to a treaty negotiated by the president. He can nominate anyone he likes, or he can leave it to the results of the November election. The Senate can confirm, reject, or just sit on the nominee just as it can with any proposal from the executive branch. Its right to delay or reject nominees is a very important weapon in the constant struggle to, you know, for advantage. There are some senators in that committee who think because the president got elected, he gets everything he wants. No. No. Not at all. We will be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I don't think there's a big difference between those two Ravens. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048.
Ben, do we, are my bumps, are they within the BMI category? Do they fall within the guideline? I'm not too long on those, am I? You know, I get a gig every time on YouTube if I'm not talking in the middle of the bump. Because I get a copyright strike for that. Work on that for me. Call, get them on the phone and tell them to leave me alone. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Some people want Michael Bloomberg to run for president, maybe even himself. I would welcome that because I know where he's going to draw votes from, and it won't be the Republican nominee. I think Bloomberg was waiting to see what would happen in New Hampshire at the hands of a Marxist. I'm not going to call Sanders, who, you know, when you call him a democratic socialist, that makes him sound like the harmless old man he tries to make himself out to be. He's a Marxist, okay? He's out there saying free college and health care. Where's that going to come from, Bernie? Where does that money come from, brother? How are you going to get that money? Even if you take everything the top 1% has, that doesn't cover you for a year, brother. Where are you going to get that money from? You're not. Bernie Sanders were to become president, we would look at this $19 trillion in debt that we have and look back at it and go, wow, I remember the good old days when we only owed $19 trillion. Bloomberg is apparently considering an independent run for the White House. The big question involves what that run would look like. 24 years ago, another billionaire, H. Ross Perot, decided to take on then-President George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton. What would we take away from that today? For starters, can an independent be given a fair shake? Although the American political environment does include more than just elephants and donkeys, Republicans and Democrats since they've been the only major party since the Whigs died out in the mid-1800s. They control every aspect of elections on the national, state, and local level. Each of the 50 states has its own unique process for accepting independent candidates on the ballot. Many of them are inherently designed to make it extremely difficult for anyone without an R or a D behind their names. And even today, in the modern times of 2016, very little of that has changed. There's this old trope in politics. There are only two finite commodities in a campaign, the candidate's time and money. And they are very directly related to one another. That's why Jeb Bush is still in the race. He's got money. He shouldn't still be in the race because he's got no chance, but he's got money. But he's still in the race. For Bloomberg, money may not be finite, but time is the precious resource in his case. Qualifying as an independent candidate in all 50 states is an arcane, expensive, and time-consuming process, and he's running out of time. Texas is the first state that requires a candidate to submit an application for independent status on the presidential ballot. The parameters from the Lone Star State. A general election candidate must submit 80,000 valid signatures of independent voters who did not participate in Texas's March 1st presidential primary. Then a candidate cannot begin collecting those signatures until March the 2nd. The signatures, filing fees, and the name and written assent of the running mate must be submitted by May 9th, months before the Republicans and Democrats have to do the same thing. The names of 38 qualified presidential electors must be submitted by May 9th as well. Those electoral college voters are typically selected by the state party central committee or at the state party convention. So the independent is on his or her own to round up qualified voters to fill this role. Now, right now, Bloomberg is running petitions to try to get gun control initiatives put on the ballot. And he's already been to some states, so then he would have to pick up this machine and take these petitioneers, if you will, and set them back in these states like Nevada and Maine, where he's concentrating a little bit of power now, and go throughout. He'd have to go to Texas. 1992, Perot used a combination of petition drives to qualify as a nominee of a minor party in most states. Bloomberg used that option after a fashion when first running for office in New York. Although he'd not been a Republican, he ran on the mayoral primary in the GOP, which is the equivalent to a minor party in the Big Apple. That's funny. What, you're a Republican? He hasn't got a chance. Let him in. Okay. Go ahead there, little man. While a lot of candidates and campaigns spend a great deal of time and money raising resources, a campaign needs to simply operate. Bloomberg would not have those requirements if he is truly willing to spend $1 billion on a White House bid. As Ben suggested, that money is all net to the campaign, meaning that no fundraising costs need to be deducted and that Bloomberg gets, in essence, a premium on his money. Like Trump, Bloomberg is a nationally known politician and business leader who knows how to garner free media attention to drive his messaging. Unlike Trump, and that's if the Donald ends up as the Republican nominee, Bloomberg would have no infrastructure and would have to build it from scratch in every state in which he chooses to compete. Would that be a 50-state campaign? Probably not. He could probably go after the ones that have more electoral votes at play. The traditional presidential electoral map shows that only a dozen states are actually in play in a binary race between a Republican and Democrat. An independent would have to stretch that number, but he wouldn't have to compete everywhere. If he's willing to commit 10 figures to a presidential run, he could compete on turf that has not been up for grabs in decades. And that still would not make it an easy fight, but the GOP nominee or Clinton could not ignore him in California, New York, Florida, or Texas. I think if Bloomberg gets in the race, which one of the reasons I want him to get in the race, is I want him to take votes away from Hillary. He's not going to hurt the Republican. He's going to take votes away from Hillary. This is the thing about the independent. When the third player gets involved, you got to figure out who's going to get hurt by the most by it. And it is not going to be the Republican nominee. There will be no comparison. Even if it's Trump, there will be very little comparison. Somebody like Cruz, well, different story. I was asked today to make an endorsement, by the way, and I will tell you that I think this is now a two-man race. I think it's Trump and Cruz, despite what Kasich has done. Kasich, with his second-place finish, he doesn't have any organization beyond South Carolina. You got to have a machine in place for this. You know, you can't win one and go, all right, I got it in the back. If you don't have the machine, you're not going anywhere. No. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out, but... If a silent majority truly exists and they are disgusted with their options for the general election, he might find a path down the middle, but I don't see that happening. I see him being looked at the way Hillary Clinton has looked. Swing voters. And this, the swing voter is the gold. Getting the swing voter to come with you is the gold. And, you know. There's a possibility he might take them from a GOP nominee, but I don't see it. Depending on what happens in South Carolina and Nevada later this month, he would have a very tight timeline to make a decision whether to run or not. His campaign would add radical uncertainty to a race that is still, it's hard to figure. I don't honestly see Hillary Clinton going anywhere because I think she's going to get indicted. She should already be indicted, but I mean, even now you've got the FBI getting out there and making public statements that, yeah, we're investigating her. And that just doesn't happen that much. Not when you're talking about a presidential candidate. It just doesn't happen that much. And the fact that she's still in it, any other person would have already dropped out of the race and said, I must deal with this for the sake of the American people. Bloomberg, he might be a disruptor. We'll see. He's running out of time to make that call. But he definitely, it would be an interesting race. It would be an interesting race. Not necessarily one I want to watch, though. Sorry. Anyway. I'm going to let it. We're going to go into the next hour. Coming up next, Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.